Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yevamos Nun Daled. We are holding seven lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Menohan Emili. How do we know that this is so? The halacha that we learned in the Mishnah, that Yibum comes in all types of shapes, forms, and situations. Oynes, Rotzen, Shoigig, Mezid. In all cases, the act of Yibum is valid and is Koina the Yevama. How do we know this? Menonim, Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in a Brisa. Pasuk says, Yevama, Yavaya Lea. And we learn from here, Mitzvah. It is a Mitzvah to prefer Yibum over Chalitza. That's the optimal option. Davar Acher, another halacha learned from the same pasuk. Yevama yavo yaleh. We learned that in all situations, Yibum is koine. Bein b'shoigeg, whether it was done by accident, he thought it was his wife. Bein b'mezid, or done willingly, but l'shem znus, not l'shem shemayim. Bein b'oines, done against his will. Bein b'ratzon, or willingly. In all cases, Yibum is valid. Asks the Gemara v'ha'afikte. You've already used the same pasuk a minute ago, l'mitzvah, to tell you. Yibum is preferred. That's the best way to do it. Yibum over chalitza. How can you use the same pasuk to tell you that it comes in various forms? L'mitzvah, if only to tell you that. Mivim lo yachpoitza ich nafka. That's already learned from the other pasuk. If this fellow is unwilling to do Yibum, he proceeds with chalitza. We learn from there. Ha chafetz yabim. Apparently, if he wants to, it's better to do Yibum over chalitza. Chalitza is option two to Yibum. So that concept is already known from that pasuk. V'chi asakra. And then when the pasuk says Yivama Yavaleh, it's coming to tell you that Yibum is considered effective. An effective process, irrelevant of the circumstance. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'ines, bein b'rotzen. Tani idach, here comes another braisa, based on the same pasuk. Yevama yavai aleha. This indicates a proper physical interaction, kedarka, the way it's meant to be. Ulekacha, the extra word ulekacha, is coming to add, even shaloi kedarka, as we discussed yesterday. Had the pasuk only said v'yibim instead of v'yibma with the hey, without the hey, v'yibim, we would learn biogoymeres, but only physical interaction can actually conclude the kinyan, can make the yibum. Ve'en kesef ishtar goymeren ba, but giving money or writing a shtar, as you would ordinarily do by a regular kiddushin, that doesn't really conclude the process. The fact that the pasuk added a hey, v'yibma, teaches us Baal Karcha, even against her will, she's obligated, she's committed to the cause, she has to avail herself to reestablish her husband's memory. Davar Acher, another halacha from the same pasuk, Givamo Yavaleh, Bein B'Shoigig. So basically, the Gemara is now going back. In fact, the Bach adds the words, Amar Mar. Let's review the Braisa brought before this one. The previous braisa, Davar Acher Yevama Yavaleh, which teaches us in all circumstances, in all forms, in all shapes, Shoigig Mezid, it works. What do you mean? Va'afikta l'kedarka. In the most recent braisa, we use these same words, Yevama Yavaleh, to tell you that Yivam has to be kedarka, the way it's meant to be. So how could you use the same pasuk for the other concept? No, says the Gemara, Hahu. This idea, milahakim la'achiv shem nafka, can be learned from that pasuk. What's the purpose? What's the objective? To reestablish that fellow's memory, that fellow's legacy. Apparently, it needs to be an experience that can generate offspring, which will be considered, which will identify, which will be attributed to that fellow, right? But makim should make him shame. It even has to be a physical interaction, a physical experience that can be making shame. The conventional beer, which has the ability to generate offspring. So now we know. V'chi asakra. So when the pasuk says Yivam Yavayaleh, it's no longer needed to tell you how to do Yibam. That we already know. Yibam is an act which generates offspring. Rather, the pasuk is telling you Bein B'Shogi, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Oynes, Bein Ratzin, to encompass all these circumstances. Gufa, let's go back to a halacha that we learned on the top of the Amud. We actually learned it yesterday. First line of the Amud. Amar Vida Yashin Laikana B'Yivimtai. When one is asleep, even if he engages in bia, there's no kinyan. Why? The pasuk says Yivama Yaviyaleh. We learn Adam Machaven Lo L'Shem Bia. It has to be done with kavanas bia. It has to be done with cognitive awareness. V'atanya, listen to this brisa, which sounds like even a person who is asleep has the ability to make yibum, bein air, whether he's awake, bein yashin or asleep. Ema, let's revise the brisa. Bein era, it works whether she is awake, bein yishena, or she is asleep. But he needs to be aware of what's going on. V'atanya, but listen to the next brisa. Bein air hu, bein yashin hu, bein era hi, bein yishena hi. Whether or not he or she are awake or asleep, it works. Hacha b'mayaskinan. This brisa is speaking when he's partially awake. He's dozing off. B'misnamnim. How do you quantify that? Heichidami b'misnamnim. Amar v'ashi nim. He's asleep. V'loy nim, but not really asleep. He's hovering between a wakeful state and a sleep state. Tir v'loy tir. He's awake, but not fully awake. Kigoyin, for instance. Dekarulei. When they call him Getzel, he responds. V'loyadol aduri svara, he doesn't have the ability to really respond with rationality, with thinking, with something which requires intellectual effort. V'chimadkurle, but when he is reminded of something, mitkur, he acknowledges. Does that make sense? He nods and he acknowledges. But he can't really initiate something which requires rational thinking. Okay, so in that case, we say that his das, his awareness is present to a certain extent, which allows him this kinyan of yibum. Gufa Amar Rabba. Let's go back to the other halacha that we have on top of the Amud. Nafal v'nagag v'niska. A fellow was in a state of kisha, his aver was stiffened, and then he dropped down to a lower area. Nafal v'nagag, and he sort of encountered an isha. Beniska, and he connected with an isha, and damaged her, abused her, chayeba b'advarim. So he has to pay for that harm that he did. Four aspects of payment. Ubiyivimte leikana. If this happened with his own yivama, that's not considered a kinyan because he was not mechavin l'shem ma'aseh bia. It was just circumstantial. What are the four obligations that he needs to pay to an isha who he harms? Benezek. Damages, bitzar, pain, hurt, b'shevis, loss of wages, b'ripui, healing, aval, but typically there's a fifth one as well, embarrassment, emotional damage, aval b'shevis le'mechayev, that he doesn't have to pay for. Why? D'amar Maaz, we learned, ein chayev ala b'shevis, ashi iskaven, that only applies when he embarrasses, when he shames somebody willingly. But otherwise, he's potter. Amar Rava. Niskavon l'atiach b'koisel. Suppose a fellow was trying to interact physically with a wall, so to speak. So he was in a state of kishoy, and he was encountering a hard surface. V'atiach b'yivimtoy. Instead, he encountered the isha, the yivama, and connected with her. Laikana. There's no kinyan there because there was no intent to do even a masa, to do even an act which resembles bia. However, la'tiach b'behema, his intent was to connect with a behema physically, v'tiach b'yivama, and it got switched over to the yivama, and there was a physical interaction. Kana, in this case, it's a kinyan. Why? What's the difference? Tocha machaven l'shem bia b'olam. The fact is, he was encountering a masa bia, and that was his intent, although it was a behema, but bia nevertheless, and therefore, if it was transferred over to the Yivama, it's considered a masa bia, and there's a kinyan. The Mishnah speaks about a limited physical interaction, echad ha-ma'ara, not a full insertion of the Eber, but a limited physical interaction, a partial Bia, and that also counts for Yibum. Amarula, how do we know this? Minayin la'ara min ha'Torah. How do we know that ha'ara, this limited physical interaction between the man and the woman, is considered a ma'asa Bia pertaining to Yibum, pertaining to arayos, as we're going to see throughout the sukkah? How do we know this? Shenemar. V'ish asher yishka ves isha dova. V'gila es arvasa. A person interacts with an isha, who's in a state of nida. Es mekoiro he'era. He interacted with the source of her dam. The pasuk employs the lashon he'era. Mikan, we learn from here. L'ha'ara min ha'teira. The Torah reckons with a limited physical interaction. Ashkecha nida. We see that this applies to a nida. She'ar arayis menayin. What about other arayis? V'chitei menelef menida. Perhaps we can just learn from nida and apply this halacha elsewhere as well. There's a big difference. Perhaps a nida is more severe and is held in higher regard, so to speak. It's more chomer than other arayis. Mal nida shekei metama is bayala. We know that a man who interacts with a nida as married, he becomes tummy as she is. So nida has this extra element that doesn't apply elsewhere. Perhaps that's why she has this extra chumrah, that limited physical connection is counted. Ela asim eishas ach. We're going to learn from eishas ach, his brother's wife, where we find that ha'ara is counted as well. Tachsev v'isha asher yikach as eishas achiv. Nidahi. Pasuk describes interaction with eishas ach as a nida. What do you mean? V'chi eishas achiv la'olam nidahi? And eishas ach is always, is constantly in a state of nida? Who's to say? Why does the pasuk describe her as such? Ela kanida, halachically, she's equated to a nida. Ma nida, ba'ara. Just as ha'ara is applicable to nida, as we explained, af eshes ach ba'ara, likewise, this applies to eshes ach as well. And I will take that halacha and apply it to all the arayas. One second, ma la eshes ach. There's a difference. Eshes ach has a chumrah, has an element of severity unfound anywhere else. Malei shas ach shekein biyadei l'rabbis. Look, you can increase by eshes ach. How? Di'iboy, because if his brother wishes, he can go ahead and add more and more wives. Mikadosh v'ozel ki alpha, up to 1,000 women. Pick 1,000 because of Shlomo HaMelech's 1,000 women. So he can marry 1,000 nashim. It's within his ability to increase and increase on this issue. So perhaps due to this uniqueness, it also features this extra chumrah that ha'ara, limited physical connection, is counted. But who's to say to apply this elsewhere? So maybe nida, okay. It's just ach, okay. But that's it. That's because each one features chumrahs that are not found anywhere else. Right, Nida has the chumrah that she's metame de boil, and eishes ach, as we just explained. Elo rather, asya machois av machois im. We have another case where the Torah mentions ha'ara. Father, sister, mother, sister. Dechsev. Vervas achois imcha, achois avich le segala. Right? Ki es she'eroi he'era. Once again, this lashon, this reference to ha'ara. This will provide a source to the other arayis. Ikel mifrach. There's room to differentiate and say, ma lachos av, lachos em. Father's sister, mother's sister, they're different. They're more chamor. Shekein isra abba me'elav. That's a naturally occurring isra. It's a blood relative. Fine, so similar types of relatives. Rashi says, okay, mother, sister, daughter, naturally occurring relatives, will perhaps feature this chumrah of ha'ara. What about relatives which came about through marriage? Who's to say that they will feature this feature as well? So bottom line is, we actually have three precedents, three examples in the Torah of arayis that contain this feature of ha'ara. One is Nida, but she has a Chumrah. She's Metame de Boil. Two is Eshesach, but there's a Chumrah there because he can increase on it. It's an expanding Isser. So you can't compare to there. Number three, we have Achois Av, Achois Aim, mother or father's sisters. Yeah, but over there it's a naturally occurring erva. So you can't necessarily learn from either one of these. It's perhaps due to their uniqueness that they contain this feature of Ha'ara as well. Mechada lo yasu, you can't learn from either one of these. But let's combine them into an equation and derive by way of common denominator. Tesi chada, we'll learn an erva, a different relative, made tarti from two of these precedents. Okay, let's go through the options. Me hey tesi, which ones do you want to learn from? Which one are we going to combine? Tesi meishasach, we'll take brother's wife, where it says ha'aro, and combine it with v'achos avachos em, with the other pasuk of father, sister, or mother, sister, where we find ha'aro as well. We take these two examples, Eshesach and the Achos Avachosim, and apply it to the other arayos in the Torah. No, there's room for differentiation. Mala Hanach. Both these examples that you mentioned have something in common which is not found elsewhere. Shekein Asurim Mishum She'er. You see, these are relatives. They're relative-based arayos. As opposed to, for example, Rashi says, Eishes Ish, married woman. That's not a relative related Isser. It's not a relative. She's a married woman. It's a different concept. Who's to say we apply the halacha of Ha'ara to the Eishes Ish? Okay, so that's off the table. It's not an option. Ella, rather, we'll combine the other two. Teisi min Nida v'chais av v'chais em. We'll combine Nida with the ants, with the chais av v'chais em. And just as we find Ha'ara in both these precedents, will apply to the other arayos. Once again, you could be mechalik. Mala hanach shekein isra b'me'ilav. Keep in mind that both examples that you've cited, Nida and Achos Av and Achos Em, they're things that just happen. A Nida just becomes tummy. It's a naturally occurring thing. Achos Av and Achos Em are things which you don't bring about. Right? It's not through marriage. It's a naturally occurring thing. So you can't compare it to an erva which came about through marriage. And perhaps over there you won't have the chumrah of ha'ara. Ella rather, we'll look for another combination. Teisi mi nida ve'eshes ach. Okay. Let's combine nida with eshes ach. The my parchas. What are you gonna say now? You see, nida is lacking the features that are found by eshes ach, and eshes ach is lacking the features found by nida. So you can't attribute the halacha of ha'ara to any positive feature found in each one, because the other one is lacking that feature and still has the halacha of ha'ara. Right, let's go through it. We have a total of four possible features that you'd like to make reference to. Right, let's say Nida has a chumrah. As we explained, she's matame de boyel. That's a chumrah. Or it's an isur habam elav. It's just a naturally occurring experience and condition. Right? So these are two chumras. But guess what? You don't have it by the count, by her counterpart, by the eshes ach. The other element in the equation doesn't feature these things. Eshes ach, a brother's wife, is certainly not something which is matame de boyel, and it's not something which is bami elav. It's through kiddushin. So there you go. Eshes ach is lacking these chumras that Nida has, and it's still, Ishazach still has Ara. Okay, so that's off. You can't attribute the Chumrah of Ara to these two Chumrahs, which are not found by Ishazach. On the other hand, you'll say, well, one second, I can't learn from Ishasach. Ishasach, that's an expandable Isser. Right? You can add many women. You can add many Noshim. Or you can say, well, Ishasach, that's a relative-oriented Erva. As opposed to, let's say, Ishas Ish, which has nothing to do with being a relative. So perhaps the din of Ha'ara, the fact that the Torah held them liable for the limited physical interaction by Ishasach is related to the fact that he has extra chumras. No, but Nida doesn't have those chumras. None of those apply to Nida. And still Nida has Ha'ara. So basically we join them both together and we draw a common denominator from both and we say, look, the fact is, these are Arayis, these are Isurim. The Torah is makbid even on limited physical interaction. We'll take that and apply it to the rest of the Arayis list. Maskefler of Acha Beidra of Ika. What do you mean? I have a kasha. Mala Nida v'Eshesach. I'll find something in common to Nida and Eshesach, which is not found elsewhere. Shekein ein lehem heter b'chayi Yisran. In both cases, the Isha will be Asr as long as the reason for the Isra is around. Meaning, Ishasach. She'll never be Asr as long as his brother is around. So even after he's Megarisha, says Rashi, even after Gerishin, she's still Ishasach. Nida. What's the source? What's the catalyst for it? What's bringing about the Isra? The Dam. Right? As long as the Dam is present, the reason for the Isra is present, she has no Eter. As opposed to a married woman, Shekein Yesh Laheter B'chayi Oistra. Who's making her Asr on you? Reuben, her husband, right? There is a potential Heter situation even during the lifetime of Reuben. For instance, he divorces her. So in a sense, Isha Sish has a deficiency relative to these other Yisurim. So who's to say that the Chumrah applicable to the other Yisurim applies to Isha Sish? Amalei Rav Acha Medifta Ravina. So what do you mean to say? Atu Nida Veshas Ach. You're implying that in those two examples, Nida Veshas Ach, they have no Heter during the lifetime of the Oyser. But after the Oyser is no longer here, they're Mutter? The reason for the Isser is gone, they become Mutter? Is that what you mean to say? Right? They're Asa throughout the lifetime of the Oyser. Which sounds like when the Oyser is removed, when the Dam is removed, brother-in-law is removed, they become Mutter? Is that true? Of course not. Atu Nida Veshasach. You mean to say in those two cases, B'chayi Oyserun, Heter. Only during the lifetime of their Oyser, they cannot have potential Heter. Avala Acha Mikan Yeshlem Heter, but when the Oyser is no longer here, they are Mutter? Automatically they revert to Heter? That's not true. Let's say the Nida. Even when the Dam is removed, she's still Asr until the end of the 7 days. B'yoyim Talia Milsa. It's a day, 7 day dependent halacha. She's still Asr even when the Dam is gone. Likewise, Eshesach. Even when the brother-in-law passes away, Bibanim Tali Rachmanav, she has children, she's still Asr. So that statement that you made, it sounds a bit misleading. Ela Parachachi, rather, says the Gemara, when Rav Acha Beidar Viki asked this Kasha, let's reword it. He asked like this. You're trying to learn from Nida. You're trying to learn from Eshes Ach. There's a big difference between them and others. Mala Nida Eshes Ach. Shekein Ein Oisran Matiram. The thing that makes them Asr, let's say the Nida, the Dam makes her Asr. That Dam has no ability to make her Mutter. Right? Like we explained, even when the Dam is removed, she's still Asr. It's not within the ability of the Oisr to be Mater. Same with the Eshes Ach. His presence is not the reason for Isser. Even when he passes away, she's still Asr if there are children. The only reason why she's Mutter is if there's no children. It's not the Isser that's Mater her. Tolima Beis Ish, as opposed to a married woman, Sh'oish Ramatira. Who's making her Aser? The man, her husband. He is the Aser. And he is the Matr. He has the Koyach to be Matr Isha by way of a get. So maybe there's a special Kula by an Ish Ish, and therefore perhaps this Chumrah of Ha'ara being Aser by the Arais would not apply to an Ish Ish. So how do we know it's not so? It's based on a mamatzinu. We connect all the arayas to each other. Amakro ki kol asher yasam mikol ateivas ha'ela v'nichasu nafashes ha'isis. In this pasuk, the Torah is wrapping together all the arayas. Hukshu kol aroyas kulon nida. And since by nida we find the lashon ha'ara, we connect all the arayas, even ishesish, to nida. And we say ma nida ba'ara, just as ha'ara is usher by Anida, af kol ba'ara, likewise, it applies to other arayas. That's the conclusion. We find ha'ara by Anida, and we go ahead and apply it to all the arayas. Asks the Gemara. But remember that the Pasuk mentioned the word Anida by Ishasach. The Gemara asked, what do you mean? She's always Anida? Well, we're trying to apply the element of Ha'ara found by Nida to Eshesach, but now we don't need that because through this Mamotzina formula, we've already concluded that Ha'ara is to be applied to all the Arayis. If so, this takes us back to the Kasha. Well, Nida the Ksiva gab Eshesach, Lamali. Why does the Pasuk have to mention the word Nida by Eshesach? Is she always a Nida? What's the point of mentioning that? The answer is, look at the Rav Huna. Dama Rav Huna, Remez li vavam in Atar b'nayim. Where do we find a hint to the din of Yibam? B'nayim? What do you mean? Hoksiv, Yivama yavei ala. We have a parasha by Yibam. El remez li vavam shasura b'chayibala b'nayim. Sure, we know that the husband passes away, there's Yibam. But how do we know that the heter of Yibam is only applicable after he passes away? But not during his lifetime. Maybe she's muta even during her husband's lifetime. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Hi svari, that's just common sense. But the Amar Rachmana, la'acha misses bala sharya. Once the pasuk tells you, look, after her husband passes on, she's mutter. What does that tell you about the state of affairs during his lifetime? Of course, machlada b'chayi bala asura. It's pretty clear she's also during his lifetime. What do you mean? How do we know? It's obvious. No, v'dilma la'acha misas bala mitzvah. Maybe the pasuk is telling you after her husband passes away, there's a mitzvah to marry her. B'chayi bala rishus, during the lifetime of her husband, it's optional. There's no mitzvah, you don't have to, but it's optional. He has no children. Her husband, her wife is mut. Inami, or you can say la'acha misas bala in. Sure, the pasuk is telling you, go ahead and marry her. Once her husband passes away, it's a mitzvah. But don't do that during his lifetime. But it's only a diuk. You see, the halach is v'lav abo mechlal asay, a lav which is derived from an asay, by way of diuk and implication, has the din of an asay. Right? If I tell you do this, and you can be medayik, you can imply from there, don't do that. That's only an assay. It has the value of a mitzvah assay, not of a leis assay. Do this, and don't do that. But it's not an implicit leis assay. It's not an explicit leis assay. It's only implicit, and therefore it has only a din, like the assay which it's coming from. Right? But there's no kares or that. So how do we know that there's more than just an assay for interacting with a sister-in-law during her husband's lifetime? Ishasach that has no children? How do we know that there's an Isser? There's a Kurus? Amakro! That's why the Pasuk says like this. We describe an Ishasach like a Nida. She's always in a state of Nida? Ella, rather, the lesson's as follows. To make it clear, Kenida, we treat her like a Nida, which means, Ma nida afa bi sheyesh la heter la'acha mikan. by a nida. Certainly, after a while, she becomes mutter. But it doesn't in any way weaken her current iser. B'shas isur b'karis. While she's still aser, she's a full-fledged karis, despite the fact that it's going to expire in the near future. As long as it's here, it carries the full severity. Af esh zach nami. Likewise, by an esh zach, brother's wife, av al bishi esh lahet alach mikan, even though she has no children, she'll become mutter soon. When her husband passes on, b'chayi bala b'karis, as long as her husband's alive, her status remains unchanged. She's a regular erev. Now we learn from the reference to Nida in this pasuk. Continues the Gemara with another kasha. Once we know that ha'ara, the limited physical connection with the isha, is counted when it comes to all arayos. It's learned from the pasuk of Nida, and that's compared to the other arayos, as we explained. El ha'ara d'ksiva gabay achos av, achos em, lamali. Remember, I'm an Aleph. The Gemara brought a pasuk by achos av, achos em, father, sister, mother, sister, where the pasuk mentioned ha'ara. It seems to be an extra, unnecessary pasuk. Ha'ara, by all arayos, has been learned from Nida. Lamali, so why mention that? To tell you another halacha, look at the boy minei Ravina Merava. Ravina asked Rav, Hama'ara bizchur ma'u. If one engages inappropriately with a man and commits a limited physical connection, Hama'ara, what is the halacha there? Asks the Gemara bizchur. When we're speaking about a zachar, of course, it's compared to an isha. It has the same guidelines, the same halachas. Mishkebe isha ksivo, the pasuk compares the two things. Certainly, ha'aro applies to zachor as it applies to an ish. Rather, elah ha'ma'ar be'behemah ma'u. What about when he interacts with a behemah? Do we count ha'aro like gemar bia or not? Amar leh, he says, look, certainly, of course. Because we have an extra pasuk. And the concept is that when we have an extra pasuk, we go and apply it to where we need it. Imeina inin laha'aro. If there's no need, there's no purpose for the term ha'ara, d'chsiva gabay achos av achos em, mentioned in that pasuk. Why is it unnecessary? Because the asya be'kesh from the v'yayna. All arai is learned from Nida, as per Rabbi Yayna's hakesh. Why does the pasuk mention ha'ara in the pasuk of achos av achos em? T'neu inyan la'ara de behema. This allows you to apply it to a behemoth, and it counts as a full physical interaction. Okay. So now we know why the pasuk mentioned it, to teach you for behemoth. Asks the Gemara. You see, just a short introduction. The pasuk of Achos Av Achos Em is really an extra pasuk. Completely extra pasuk. Because, as Rashi explains, in Parshas Achrei Mois, we already have a discussion about Achos Av and Achos Em. Why repeat it again in Parshas Kedoshim? Really, it's an extra pasuk. What is it used for? The Gemara will soon tell us. What we do know at this point is that the Lashon Ha'ara mentioned in that pasuk is coming to teach us regarding Ha'ara of Behemoth. Asks the Gemara. Michti, let's analyze. Behemah chayvei misas bezden. You see, in some cases of arayis, the liability is misas bezden. Bezden addresses the einish. In some cases, it's just karis. We have some and some. Interacting as married, interacting physically with a behemah is a misas bezden. My time eksiv laharoa didei ga bechayvei krisis. Why did the Torah choose to mention this element of ha'ara pertaining to animals in a pasuk that discusses chayav krisis, such as achos av and achos em? Lichtav gabi misas bezden. Wouldn't it be better for it to be included in a pasuk which discusses arayas that pertain to misas bezden, which is similar to behemah? right? V'neilof Mrs. Bezen, which would allow us to learn the halacha of behema, which is a form of a Mrs. Bezen, a Mrs. Bezen from another arayas that are Mrs. Bezen oriented. So why did the pasuk put it into a different pasuk of karis? Answers the Gemara, I did the kuli krola drasha asi. Keep in mind that the entire pasuk of Achis Av and Achis Em is really an extra pasuk, as we mentioned. It's coming to tell you drashas. Ksiv be nami hamilsa ledrasha. That's why it included the reference to Ara, which is meant for the drasha of behemoth. Okay. My drasha. Which lesson do we learn from this extra pasuk? This sanya. Erva zachis avichale segala. Don't interact with father's sister. Now, when we say sister, do they share father or do they share mother? Both. Bei min av, whether they only share a father, bei min em, or they share a mother. Either way, it's considered father's sister. Ato Omer, you suggest, bei min av. Bei min em, it's irrelevant to whether they share a father or mother. Oyeno, maybe perhaps not. Eino yelo min av, bei min em, only if they share a father, which is a proper familial connection. But maybe if they only share a mother, it's not considered an erva. Vidinu. We're going to apply the following formula to prove otherwise. To prove that she's considered father's sister, whether by sharing father or mother. Chiyiv kan, v'chiyiv b'achoyso. We find the chiyiv in this case, and we find another chiyiv by one's actual sister. And just like over there, ma'achoyso, it counts whether she shares a mother or father with you. Bei mena'av, bei mena'im. Afkan here as well, by father's sister. Bei mena'av, whether she shares a father with him. Bei mena'im, or she shares a mother. Oiklach l'derech zu. Perhaps, let's take a different route and prove otherwise. Chiv kan. We have a chiv over here by father's sister. Right, the mother's sister. V'chiv b'day dasoy. We find another chiv by the dasi. Dasi is a wife of his father's brother. So an aunt. And just like over there, it's limited to father's family. Ma doi dasi min av. It only applies to the wife of his father's brother with whom he shares a father. How do I know that? The Gemara soon will prove that. V'lei min name, not if it only shares a mother with him. That's not considered doi dasi. Afkan. Likewise, here as well, by Achois Av, maybe it's only Min Av, sister of his father with whom he shares a father. With whom she shares a father, right? V'lei Min Em, not sister of a father with whom she only shares a mother. So basically, we have three cases which are similar, all speaking about sistership type of issue. When it's an actual sister, achoisei, it's bei min av bin min em, whether he shares a father with her or a mother with her, it's called achoisei. On the other hand, by doidasei, father's brother's wife, that's only because he shares a father. His father shares a father with that brother. So we have two extremes, right? Achoisei is both cases, doidasei is only by one case. Question is the case in the middle here. Achois Av, father's sister. Do we compare it to Achoisai, in which case it's irrelevant of whether she shares a father or mother, or do we compare it to Deidasai? Well, it's only considered if she shares a father with him and not a mother. So which way should we go? Which option should we take? Nero Lemidem, let's see which one it's more similar to. Done in Isra B'Melov. We're going to learn and try to define the definition, the proper meaning of Achais Av, which is a naturally occurring Isser. Right? It's a natural blood relative. We're going to compare it to what? Something similar, Isra B'Melov, to a sister, which is also a naturally occurring blood relative situation. As opposed to Deidasa, which is only by way of marriage. Shein Yisra B'Meilo, it's not a naturally occurring phenomenon. So we're not going to learn from there. Oiklach L'Derech Zu, or perhaps go in the other direction. Klach L'Derech Zed, Don and Krovi Av. What are we trying to learn? the definition of Achos Av, right? Father's sister. It's Krovi Av, that's your father's relatives. That's meant to be compared to something else of the same nature, Mikrovi Av, which is, let's say, Deidasai, another form of father's relative, father's brother's wife. What's on from there? Rather than going to sister, which is personal relatives, it's a different thing. Tama Laimar, that's why we need a pasuk. Erva Sachaisa, Vichale Segala. Don't interact with the sister of one's wife, of one's father. Beimina, Beimina Aim, whether she is father or sister by way of sharing a father or by way of sharing a mother. Same thing with Erva Sachaisa Mecha. Sister of one's mother, like Sigala, Beimin Abim name, whether she shares a father or a mother. So this pasuk, as we mentioned, is an extra pasuk, coming to tell you all these halachas. Says the Gemara, well, why the repetition? Why Achayis Abicha and Achayis Imech? Once we know for one, we know for the other. Lamelu Lemichtav Abachayis Av, Lamelu Lemichtav Abachayis Aim. Why the same thing by both? Once we know that Achayis Av is irrespective of whether she shares a father or mother with his father, sending Achayis Aim, we know a sister is irrelevant of whether it's through father or through mother. Omer Mavo, Tzricha, both are needed. You can't learn one from the other. Because of Rachman of Achayis Av, the Torah only mentions this concept by Achayis Av, I would say, yeah, you know, father's side of the family is superior, Shekein, Yesh Lo Chayis. Because the Iker Mishpachas from the father's side that forms Yichus and lineage, you identify with your father's family. So that has a Chum. Aval Chos Eimim Aloy, but when it comes to mother and sister, which doesn't have that same power, who's to say the same Malach applies there? Because Rachman of Chos Eim, the Torah only mentioned Chos Eim, I'll say, yeah, that has an advantage. What's the advantage? Shekein Vadois. Your mother's sister is certainly your mother's sister. As she says, she's Vada Yekreva. Your mother's your mother, no doubt about it. Avalachis Av Emolei, but when it comes to father sister, maybe not. As she says, Avalachis Av Shemachas V'Shalom Ein Ze Aviv. You know what? There's a slight chance. There's always some chance that he's not really your father. So it doesn't have the same level of definitiveness as mother's sister. So maybe it doesn't have the same chumrah. Tzricha, that's why both psukim are needed. But it does say the pshita l'latana de bina'av, v'le mina'ay minoli. One last thing to figure out. This whole Gemara was based on a premise that when it comes to doidos, a father's brother's wife, it's limited only to father's brother with whom he shares a father, as opposed to if he only shares a mother with him. Manoli, how do you know that's true? I'm a rabbi, ask you, doi. But we have Xerah Shava with the words doi. Ksivach Eras doi gila, we have the word doi here. Ksiv Hasam. Oi doi bin doi galenu, we have a case a fellow is redeeming property owned by his nephew. So doi bin doi will be goyal the field. And we say like this, malahalam in a'av, vlemenayim, just as over there. Doi is referring to his relative, his uncle by way of his father, meaning he's his father's brother with whom he shares a father. That's how they're brothers. Af, so it's min avalim and em, as opposed to just sharing a mother. Af kan here as well. The term ervaz doidoy gila is referring to a relative which is by way of father, min avalim and em, meaning it's his father's brother's wife, but father and brother share a father, valim and em, as opposed to only sharing a mother. How do you know that your interpretation of that pasuk is correct? That doidoy ben doidoy is mina'av. Amakrom mishpachta yigalenu. The pasuk refers to him as mishpachta, and we know that mishpachas av kruya mishpach. Mishpachas aim eino kruya mishpach. The true term mishpach relates to mishpach that's based on sharing a father. That's the Iker Mishpacha. Mishpacha's aim is not, doesn't have that same value. So over there, when it's called Doidai, and it's called Mishpachta, apparently, it's by way of sharing, having a common father, And therefore we bring that over, that definition over to Arayis as well. Erbas doidai is because they share a father, and that is the basis for our notion. Bottom line is, we have three cases which are fairly similar. Sister, in that case it's whether they have a common father or mother. Doidai sai, father's brother's wife, that's only because father and uncle, father and his brother share a father. Regarding achos avicha and achos imecha, that's sort of in the middle. There's no clear pasuk for that. Father, sister, mother, sister. Sister, in what way? The Gemara concludes, because it's an extra pasuk, it's coming to tell you. Sister by way of having a common father, or mother as well. Okay, let's do a quick chazar of today's daf. We started with the Yibum guidelines. All types of variations are effective. Of course, Yibum is preferred to Chalitza, and it works whether it's B'shoigig, B'mezid, B'oynes, B'rotin, even Bal Karcha. Even Ha'ara, that partial physical interaction, carries weight. It has to be L'shem Amasa Bia, as opposed, for instance, to a person who is asleep. That doesn't count even for Yibum. We know that Ha'ara is affected by Yibum, as we just mentioned, and also when it comes to Arayis. The pasuk by Nida actually mentions that Lashon, and we draw that over to all the Arayis by way of a Mamitzin or a Hekesh presented by Rabbi Yoina. Concluded with several cases, we try to define the true definition of sisterhood. All the best to you and much aslacha.